Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey guys, it's Sam Stein. I'm here with Max Tani of Semaphore. We are here to discuss pierogies.
This is an important topic.
This is an important topic. It's Alan Dershowitz issue. And pierogies in a confrontation at a farmer's market with a pierogi stand. We're like 2 days late to it, but I saw Max kind of tweet and then erase a tweet about it because he thought it was too dumb to deal with. And so I subsequently convinced Max to come on YouTube to discuss it.
I figured, you know, a tweet that's too dumb for me to share with my 50 something thousand followers on Twitter should actually be shared with the Bulwark's millions of subscribers on YouTube.
And this is important because there are a few more respected experts on the topic of Martha's Vineyard culinary scene, Alan Dershowitz and pierogies in general, and Max, who is a huge pierogi guy, right?
I do love pierogies. Well, Sam, what do you eat your pierogies with? Do you have them with applesauce? Do you eat them with sour cream? How are you eating?
You gotta go a little combo. It's almost like a latke. You got a little bit of dollop on each, and you kind of get it into one bite. You get those flavors.
So good. Do you like them fried or do you like them steamed?
You know the answer is fried, but it should be steamed.
It's really tough. Yeah. It's really tough because I like them. I also feel the
same. I mean, who doesn't like a good fried pierogi? I mean, and the other thing about this is the pierogi, I mean, every culture has a dumpling, right? But this is like the sort of like the I think the most satisfying of dumplings because it's just, it fills you. It's good. It's warm. It's delicious. Anyways, we're getting too into it. Really, this is about Alan Dershowitz and his maniacal need to create scenes on Martha's Vineyard every summer. There's always some drama with that guy. He's getting denied some library books and can't go to a restaurant on the vineyard. It's really tough for the guy.
It's true. Interestingly, this time doesn't have to do with Trump. I kind of assumed that Trump's name would pop up here somewhere, given that Alan Dershowitz defended him, and that was the whole reason why he was previously banned. Well, I'm sorry. He previously accused a library of canceling him. The library denies this, and of course, eventually did let Alan Dershowitz speak there. But that had to do with Trump and his defense of Trump. This apparently, according to Alan Dershowitz, the reason why a pierogi vendor in Martha's Vineyard has declined to serve him. He claims it's because of anti-Semitism. The pierogi vendor claims it's because
Who is Jewish, I believe.
Yes. Yes. They're Jewish. And said that it actually has to do with his defense his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and his defense of O.J. Simpson.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you think, before we get to the video, and we do need to get to the video, do you think when Dershowitz is on the ferry heading out to, you know, Oaks Bluff, he's like got a list going of like places where he can have dramatic confrontations on the vineyard. He's just like, you know what? I'm going to go to the ice cream place and demand that they serve me like 5 scoops. And if they don't, I'm going to accuse them of hating Jews. Do you think that's what's going on here?
It is a really interesting way to spend your summer. Personally, I'm really here as the summer vacation expert.
Is this
feel
what you do
bit...
on your vacation? You like look for confrontations and then you bring a around to
this
film
is
them?
It's the opposite, which is that vacation is really about long naps, leisurely walks, swims in the ocean or the pool. It's really not about confronting your local library or food vendors.
Unless your vacation usually involves a 3 p.m. pierogi break and you're denied it, in which case you're entitled to film it. All right. Well, enough of us. Let's play this confrontation of Alan Dershowitz going to what is the stand is called Good Pierogi, and the co-owner, I'm going to butcher the name, but it is what it is. Krem Meskovich. He is the co-owner of Good Pierogi.
It's they. Just to be clear, this was actually one of the things.
That's they.
The
sorry, yeah, sorry. I apologize for that.
It's actually Krem at the center Meskovich. Of this whole situation as well.
Pronoun is they. Apologies to Krem for that. His pronoun is they, and Dershowitz fucks that up repeatedly.
You and Alan both, yeah.
And I don't deserve a pierogi. This is the confrontation. We're going to play it, and I'll pause it at certain points so we can discuss with some commentary. Let's play.
Concerted effort to try to restore community and to ask you to sell me pierogi in the interest of keeping the island together, so we don't have two pierogi stands, one for anti-Zionists and one for people who will sell to anybody. So I'd ask you to please just sell me any one of your products to show that you're prepared to sell to anybody and not allow your anti-Zionism to decide which people will sell.
Ethan, this man is calling me an anti-Zionist.
This man is a saint.
Okay, pause. Excuse me, this man is a saint.
Okay, wait a second. So I was under the impression that he had been canceled on Martha's Vineyard, that he was been ostracized. I didn't realize who's this person who's off screen who's defending him.
It's probably like his brother. I thought the first of all, he comes in loaded for bear. He's got a book. He wants to, use the pierogi as sort of a proxy for solving the Middle East strife. And poor Krem is just like, I don't like this. I want to comment a little bit about the table, and no offense to Krem, but there's just a lot of open containers on that table. If I were at the pierogi stand, I would like a little bit of a cleaner pierogi stand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this really does seem, and I think it should be emphasized that this really is a pop-up. Like, truly, I mean, there's 5 reviews on Yelp. There's really not much on Instagram either. This is really just a person who's making pierogies as a very, very small business on the island. This is not, institutional, it seems. This is one person's pierogi business.
And yeah, it's big enough for Dershowitz to make a big scene over. He's carrying a book, and he's going to hand the book at some point. I don't think we've ever discovered what the book is.
He said the name somewhere. I can't remember what it is.
I wish I could read what's on his shirt, but I imagine it's like deliberately provocative too. I don't know about how you feel about the pen and the pocket holder.
I like it. I think it's looking good. I like the shirt, the overshirt. It's it's nice.
He's got a style. He's got a style.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right.
So we have this confrontation. We know it's not going to go well because already there's like 20 people with their cell phone cameras filming it. And that's not going to.
They knew he was coming.
This is, let's just be honest. Alan is not looking for peace in the Middle East here. He's looking for a viral moment, obviously. And so I don't think he's going to get his pierogi, but let's just play on and see if he can sort this out.
I also offer you this book, which
thank you.
Krem, please learn the truth.
Thank you so much.
The sign behind Dershowitz is unbelievable.
I'm very surprised that you're here because of the things that you've been saying about us and the business.
No, just you. Yeah.
Online. Yeah. Well, Good Pierogi is our business, and Krem Meskovich is me, and I really do not appreciate what you've been sharing in the last week since. Is it true?
Of course.
You have proof that I am an anti-Semite.
Yeah, you protested the Jewish culture festival last year, which had nothing to do with Israel or Zionism. It was just Jewish food, Jewish music, Jewish art. And you protested it, and the rabbi said that was an anti-Semitic act. Do you disagree with that?
Mm-hmm. I do disagree with that.
You think it's
pause. Do you disagree that you're an anti-Semite?
Yes,
I think I would disagree with that. It's like, what kind of question is that?
I thought they did pretty well under cross-examination there.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you were Krem on this situation, like how would you, I probably would have handled it about the same way. Like, you're being set up. I mean, there's two options here, really. It's like, well, three, I suppose. One is just get right in his face. Be like, get the fuck out of here. The other is to just not engage at all. And I've seen people do that where it's just like, whatever. And this is sort of the calm, hey, I don't need this. I will just add one other thing. This is the most Jewish confrontation of all time. Like two Jews just being like, you shouldn't have protested your fellow Jews. And like, this is like a classic Stein family text thread here. So I relate. Let's continue this video. Hopefully I don't misgender Krem one more time because I feel really bad about this.
Okay to protest Jewish cultural events and not be called an anti-Semite.
Thank you.
My vendor just, excuse me,
what
let
this
me know
man
that
is
a word
saying.
That you used made them
what
feel
this
a little
man
uncomfortable.
Is saying.
Not anti-Semite.
No.
That's
what
they just
this
let
man
me know.
Krem
just called me out
to protest Jews
and all. And they just let me know that that made them feel uncomfortable. So if there's anything I can do to help complete this transaction,
I will put it in this book.
I like this guy.
My pronouns are they, them, and you know about this, that my pronouns are they, them, and you continue.
Yeah,
you do.
Krem is absolutely right, and I am worse than Dershowitz.
Just call me him, so
well,
please stop
people
lying.
Have slips of the tongue. You
don't
are they,
slip.
You are them. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to use whatever mm-hmm. pronouns you want. This is not about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is about you protesting a Jewish event.
No.
You did?
No.
Did,
no.
Did you protest the Jewish event? Well, you won't answer that question?
Do we know who the girl is? Or are they?
Yeah.
Or she or him?
I think that they have some they have some sort of relationship is what
okay.
Instagram seemed to suggest.
Outside of the
Jewish cultural festival, you protested the fact that you're Jewish.
This is not a cross-examination. It's a
conversation. I love it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Applause.
Good line. They had that one ready. I gotta say.
Yeah, I think
she
had
it ready.
That one.
Yeah.
She knew.
Hey, don't call us bigots. Don't call us bigots.
Now it gets a little testy.
My grandparents died in the Holocaust. Don't you call me an anti-Semite.
Everybody flee with banners that said, all liberation is inextricably linked. My Jewish culture is a history of resistance against genocide. We are not anti-Semites.
All right, we can pause it there. I don't think we need to play the rest of it. It goes on and on and on. Ultimately, Dershowitz does not get the pierogi.
No. They shout him down.
And he leaves. And I think in the end, I think Krem does pretty well for himself, honestly. Ends up in a good spot.
Yeah, I think, it's interesting. Most people have actually seemingly backed down. The Martha's Vineyard community in the past seemingly has kind of caved to some of the whims of Dershowitz. Dershowitz has outlasted them in many instances. Seen
right.
In this the library instance in the past that we referenced, in which Alan was supposedly not disinvited from speaking at the library, but just not invited to what was described as his annual, what he thought was his annual discussion, which was what he had claimed was usually the most popular event, speaking event that the Chilmark Library had all year. And he was not invited to that. Eventually, he was invited back the year after all of this. So, he just has a tendency to outlast some of these people. Apparently, also on Martha's Vineyard a few years ago, he got into an altercation with Larry David.
Yes, that was great.
Yes, absolutely. Larry David said that he was ashamed, that his behavior was shameful. I think his defense of Donald Trump in the Russia investigation and the impeachment trial and his comments about January 6th, I think.
I don't know if it was then. I want to just read. So the Boston Globe or Boston.com, I think it's the Globe, is all over this naturally because it's the best story in their backyard. They interviewed or they got Krem a statement from Krem about this. What Krem said is, quote, "I have no desire to argue about the legal system in the U.S. or one's right to a fair trial, but I personally know too many sexual abuse survivors. Mr. Dershowitz consciously decided to befriend and defend men who have been accused of abusing and harming women." Krem added, "In our minds and hearts, selling to Alan Dershowitz was the equivalent to supporting his decisions and statements." So, the general consensus is that he's fine to do this from a legal perspective.
Yeah. And, I actually have a response. I have some original reporting to bring to the show.
This is why I bring you on.
Yeah. Led with this. I have some original reporting. I'm actually advancing the story here in a very meaningful way.
Okay. What do you got?
I texted Alan Dershowitz to ask him, about this incident. I texted him last night around 11:30 p.m., in preparation for this. I wanted to make sure we got this. And, I texted asking if he had any, comment on this situation. And whether or not he would be taking any sort of legal action against the farmer's market or
Max, read the
vendor.
Fucking statement.
I'm just letting people know. And he said, and I quote, "Not if the farmer's market makes a rule requiring all sellers to sell to everyone." So it kind of seems like there might be, some sort of legal action that he might be taking, because I don't think that the farmer's market is going to require anything. I then asked a follow-up question, asking if he plans on returning to the farmer's market, which is every Wednesday and Saturday, if he plans on being there tomorrow.
What did they say?
I've not received a response to that yet, but I absolutely will let my followers know on social media. And I will, of course, let the Bulwark's followers know as well, as I become updated on this.
Krem says he's never denied service to anyone except this one instance with Alan Dershowitz. So we'll see. I don't know if that affects things legally. Let me just say the Yelp reviews, as you noted, not many, but it is rated the best Polish place near West Tisbury, Massachusetts. I'm not sure how big the Polish cuisine scene is there, but there's a few other places, I will say. But it gets 5-star reviews, but only 4 of them. I will just say one of them was effusive, where it said, I'm going to read a little bit of it because, I got to be amazing pierogies. It says, between manufacturing pierogi and doing pop-ups, I found joy in private cooking. Oh, that's him saying his own thing. They have great customer service and even better pierogies at this righteous pierogi vendor. So maybe they're going to get some more reviews after the Dershowitz confrontation.
It does really seem like this has been good for business in some ways. I mean, obviously they had a big crowd of people around, and presumably a few of those people might want to buy some pierogies. But you said something earlier about how Boston.com has been all over this story. This has been a national news story. One thing that one party that I will say is definitely happy about this confrontation is the Martha's Vineyard Times, which I think every summer has a different Alan Dershowitz multi-day long story to follow.
Do they have a Dershowitz correspondent on the paper or no?
I'm not really sure, but they definitely, they have been all over this story, just like they were all over the Chilmark library story. Though they didn't actually break a lot of the details on that. A lot of those details were broken by Isaac Chotiner in The New Yorker, in an interview in which Alan Dershowitz said that not only was he canceled from the library, but he had also been canceled from, let me look here. He had been canceled from the Martha's Vineyard Hebrew Center. And apparently he was also not welcome at the Martha's Vineyard Community Center. And he also apparently was not invited to a friend's concert in which he had been invited to sit in the front row for many years before, but he was not invited in 2020.
Why does he keep going to the vineyard? Just find another place. You'll be fine.
It's the same reason he's going to the pierogi stand after he's already been refused and he goes back several days later.
Yeah. Lives for the drama. Don't we all? Well, Max, thank you so much for this. I know this was not something you wanted to do. In fact, begged me on multiple occasions to get out of it.
So. I'm easily convinced. And I will say one thing to Alan Dershowitz's credit is every time I've reached out to him for comment on various stories, and he really does pop up quite a bit in the media world. He's a he's been a ubiquitous media figure and an easy to reach media figure for a very long time. And, I texted him and he responded fairly promptly with his veiled threat against the Martha's Vineyard West
Tillsbury
Farmer's Market.
I got to be honest. A guy with those resources, that ability to draw media attention, these connections, I feel like he could have bigger targets than good pierogi.
No, it's defense of OJ, defense of the president, and proactive legal measures against the Martha's Vineyard 2-day-a-week farmer's market.
So ridiculous, this whole thing. If Krem's out there watching this, I do actually sincerely want to apologize for misgendering they. I really, that was an actual slip of the tongue. I don't want to know. I don't know if Dershowitz was doing the same thing, but I was, unfortunately, had a slip of the tongue there. So I do apologize for that. Other than that, I appreciate this, Max. Thanks so much, man. You're the best. Have fun on the vineyard next week when you're at your estate and see if you can go get a pierogi.
I'll have to go and get some pierogies. Okay, yeah.
Appreciate it. All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. Subscribe to the feed. Get great content like this. Talk to you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.